Josh Hawley, Corporate Monopolies, The Left Using Social Credit Score to Shut Down Free Speech. By Sean Moran on January 26, 2021. Senator Josh Hawley, R-Mo, said in a statement Tuesday that corporate monopolies and the left want to use the social credit score system to stifle free speech and force their political agenda on the United States. Hawley released his statement as he faced enormous criticism from the left and corporations for his objecting to the certification of the 2020 presidential election. However, he noted the cancel culture agenda will only succeed if we let it. After he objected, publishing giant Simon & Schuster canceled Hawley's book, The Tyranny of Big Tech. Subsequently, Regnery Publishing signed a deal to publish his work. Lowe's Hotels refused to host a fundraiser for Hawley in Orlando, claiming the company was horrified and opposed to the events at the Capitol and all who supported and incited the actions. Further, the Senate Democrats filed an ethics complaint against him and Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, for their objecting to the certification of the 2020 elections. Hawley filed a counter-ethics complaint against the Democrats, charging their baseless allegations are typical of today's left-wing cancel culture. MSNBC's Joe Scarborough called Hawley a seditionist and claimed he led an insurrection. Hawley said corporations had moved to censor those who might endanger the Democrat Party's control over the federal government. The corporate titans seem to believe that the only way to get a democracy to their liking is to eliminate all threats to the Democratic Party's unified control of government, he wrote. He continued. For some time, conservatives, recognizing that we're now the counterculture, indulged in the delusion that we could opt out of all this. We'd send our kids to schools that don't teach all the woke stuff. We'd make our friends at church, not at work, and take comfort that trust and openness were still possible in communities of shared purpose. We'd vote our conscience, because the ballot box was something no election could take from us. And if ever our political organizing were impeded by censorship, say, by the big tech giants, we could build our own platforms. However, he noted conservatives need to continue fighting the left to preserve free speech, saying, "We need live in fear only if we choose to say nothing. In this time of testing, conservatives must not shrink back. We need to stand up for the right of every American to be heard. We need to stand up for the basic principles that join all Americans together: the right to speak freely, to debate openly, and to address our differences graciously without fear of being silenced or punished for dissenting views. I for one am not going to back down. My book will be published, and I will continue to represent the people of my state without fear or favor, whatever the left or the corporations say." The powerful see in the present moment an opportunity to consolidate their control over society and to squelch dissent, Hawley said as he concluded his statement. That means those who believe in the First Amendment and the fundamental principles of American liberty must now take a stand, while we still can. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.